A blessed day, everyone. Welcome to our prayer and fasting week. And today we will be launching our part one. Now, the theme of our prayer and fasting is victorious living, knowing and doing the will of God. As disciples of Jesus, we are being called to live a victorious life. We don't do things for God so that we can be victorious. We don't do things for God so that our prayers will be answered. Remember this, that as a child of God, you are already victorious and God can hear you. That is why it's very important for us to have a deeper understanding and journey in our walk with God by in this next 5 days that we will be journeying together. Always remember that it is God's desire that His children will know how to hear from Him, how to listen, and how to seek His will. And not only that, God will be pleased even more when we know how to do His will. Beloved, as we start this prayer and fasting, I would like to encourage you that if this is your first time or if you want to review the basic preparation, the basic foundations of why we do prayer and fasting, if you want to watch the video, you can scan the QR. Or if you want also to have the PDF that you can print or you can download it in your gadget, you can also scan the QR in the screen. Therefore, my prayer that before you start, or maybe you're already starting, maybe tomorrow or tonight, you can have a time to review what is the real meaning and purpose why we're doing all these things. Beloved, in this journey that we have in the next 5 days, remember that God wants you to live a victorious life. So there are processes, there are spiritual formation processes that we will be discovering, and I pray that the Lord can teach us and the Lord can reveal to us the things that He wants us to do so that we can continue to live a victorious life, this 2024. So beloved, today we'll be talking about the deep search. Then next day, the desperate struggle, the full surrender, the upward service, and lastly, the inner significance. So let's dig in to part one. But before that, let's open this with a word of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we come before you with a humble heart. Father, thank you so much for all the blessings that you have poured out in our hearts. Thank you, God, for your faithfulness. Thank you for your provision. And Father, allow us that throughout the week, we can rest in your presence. We can be still in your presence, O God. That above all the things that we're doing for your glory, this is the time where we can just come to the feet of Jesus and learn from him. So therefore, Father, we want to dedicate this prayer and fasting journey that we have as we open the new year 2024. And we pray that we'll be ready for the greater things that you'll be pouring in our hearts. Blessed be your name. This is all we ask. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Beloved, part one, the deep search. Let us always remember that there's a hunger for reality that's been longing in our hearts. That is why people love to know, to seek, or to hear what's God's plan for their life. They want to seek what is God's will for their life. But remember that the first process of spiritual formation, especially as a disciple of Jesus, is our deep search of the reality. The reality that we are born out of our hunger for reality. At the heart of this deep longing is the search of God. We have this longing of deep search, but above all, we are searching deeper and deeper in knowing who God is. We want to know our Creator. We want to know who's this Father who gave His one and only Son to die for you and me. Beloved, because we are searching and we cannot rest in searching until we can find the answer, we can encounter God in ourselves. Remember, there's only one verse that I would like to share with you tonight, and it's found in Psalms 46 verse 10. That as we journey together this whole week through, this is God's word for all of us. Be still and know that I am God. We need to be still first in order to know who God is. Beloved, this is the starting point of our prayer and fasting. You know, the reason why it is difficult to begin the search for God, even though we hunger for spiritual reality, is because we are not quiet within. A lot of people today really have this hunger for spiritual reality, the encounter of God, the revival that comes from the Lord. But a lot of people cannot experience it because they are not quiet inside. Yes, they might be performing well, serving the Lord, doing good for others, but their hearts are not rested. Their mind, their emotion, their will, their soul is not rested. Their spirit is groaning. That's one of the most important things that we need to be reminded today, that if you really want to know God's will and do God's will, if you want to live a victorious life, it started with the posture of restedness, the posture where our soul is quiet, our hearts are quiet. That's why the opposite of being still is the word striving. Now, let's dig in and extract some points in Psalms 46, verse 10. You know, the Hebraic term be still is instructive. It's a command, it's a direction, it's a guidance, it's an instruction. Another way of expressing the Hebraic term in English is cease striving or stop fighting. Stop churning within. It refers to inner strife and struggles which confuse the search. That is why, beloved, we need to understand that this is what God wants for you. To know Him, to know His will, and to do His will. He wants you to be still. He wants you to stop fighting. He wants you to stop striving. Beloved, let me ask you the question today. Is there any point in your life right now that you keep on fighting the battle, you keep on doing things so that you can really see the result, but actually maybe a week ago, a month ago, or even years ago, the Lord is already telling you, stop fighting for it. Stop and cease striving. I want you to be still in my presence. But remember this, our own sinful nature, the more we are more out of control, the more we strive more for it. We cannot rest. But it's opposite when we listen to the Lord. If everything is uncontrollable, if everything that happens to us is beyond our control, God wants you to pull back. God wants you to rest in His presence. Beloved, we are sorely distracted because of all these inner battles that we're facing inside us. That's why there's no quietness of spirit. There is no rest for the soul. We are desperate for control over the turmoil within. Remember that through these things, beloved, a lot of people today, and probably even you right now, you have this chaotic spirit and soul at this very moment. There are so many things. There are so many agenda. There are so many situations and circumstances that you yourself cannot control it. That's why you feel like there's no quietness in your spirit. There's no restedness in your soul. We are desperate for control over the turmoil within. Now, listen to this carefully, beloved. A lot of people, at first, what their desire is just to really search for what is God's will. I mean, it's healthy, it's good, because they're ready to do God's will. But the more of the quest, the more they search for God's will, you know what happens sometimes? In the middle of it, they are being disturbed by a lot of chaos. And the moment that they're disturbed by the situation, the circumstances, and the chaos, they're starting to focus not in searching God's will, but to make solutions so that the chaos, the problems, the testing, the trials can be done. And the more they realize that they cannot really do it in their own strength, the more that they realize that it is out of control, they feel like that their heart, their inner self is starting to struggle. It's starting to just be troubled. That is why they started now to shift their focus in how to control all the turbulence that's happening in their hearts. So imagine this, from just searching God's will, just doing God's will, they're starting to shift in focusing the solution to their troubles, solution to their problems. And because it's really out of control, they're starting to shift their focus again from solving the problems to controlling the tension, controlling the trouble that's going on, and even the turbulence that's in their heart. Imagine how much drift is going through during that journey. I don't know about you, beloved, in what area you are in right now. Are you in the quest of searching God's will so that you can do God's will? Or you probably already know what is God's will? Or maybe right now you're starting to do God's will, but because of the turbulence, because of the problems, your focus is being shifted. That's why today we are being reminded, when we try to gain control, we tend to be impatient with God. We tend to run ahead of God and complete His sentence for us. We tend to forget that we are not God. These are the tendencies that we have when we try to gain control for the things that actually God is telling you don't control it. It's beyond your control and authority and limitation. Remember, beloved, when we try to gain control, these things may happen quickly to us. Can you recall a moment in your life that you're trying to control even though God is telling you let go? In what particular feel or response or reaction does your heart choose? Is it more on you become impatient with God? Is it more on running ahead of God? Or is it more on being God, that you forget we are not God? Beloved, my prayer that tonight we can ask forgiveness to God. We can repent about it. We can be specific in repenting about those things. And let's start all over with a new grace and mercy that God will put in our hearts. Beloved, this is our encouragement. Stop scheming to gain control. Remember that control is not the result of human abilities. It comes from dependence upon the Lord and His promises. Remember the true control, if you will let go and let God do the control, it's more on trusting Him. It's more on depending upon God that He will work in the midst of those turbulences, of those problems, and even allow you to be strengthened so that you can follow Him. And it is through the dependence and trust in His promises that whatever promises that God has given in your heart, you will stay strong and faithful to it. And the moment you do that, you can see that God is already at work. That God is actually at work, even those times that you feel like God is not at work. Beloved, stop scheming to gain control. Just let go and let God do the work. That's why if you want now to let go of the control, this is what we call the rule of life. First, this is my suggestion, continually rest in the Lord. Resting in the Lord, it means you depend upon Him, you trust Him. That there's a day, there's hours, there's a week that you can just trust the Lord that He's at work, even though you are just pausing for a moment to rest in His presence. For many, many times, beloved, I've been there. Especially when my schedule is full and busy. There's so many things that I need to do. But if the Lord is telling me, stop for a while, do a prayer and fasting for a week, do a personal prayer and fasting for 3 days, 2 days, 1 day, all I need to do is to trust Him and His promises that even though I'm resting His presence, He's not resting, but actually He's also working for my own good. Beloved, letter U. Understand that God is at work. He's always at work. That's how He loves you so much. Then leave them to Him who cares for us. Tell God, God, this is yours now. Then work in me and through me. And lastly, experience God's faithfulness as you surrender. You can notice it, beloved. You can witness it. You can experience it. That God is at work because He's a faithful God. He is the Father who loves you. And He wants the best for you. So, I hope that you can apply the rule of life. When we surrender and cease striving, then we can understand that God is at work. The greatest danger in our pilgrimage of spiritual formation does not occur when we are facing challenges, but when we are experiencing success. In difficult situations, our dependence upon the Lord is heightened. In the wake of success, we tend to forget that it is God who gives the increase. This is my warning for all of us. It's easy to trust the Lord. It's easy to depend upon Him. It's more light to draw and run to the Lord, especially when we are in times of need, when we're sick, when we have big provision that we need, when we are lost, when we are hurting, when we are broken, when we are rejected. We are running towards God. That is why the greatest danger here in our spiritual formation is not during the times that we face hard times, but actually, in reality, It's more dangerous when we don't know how to be rooted and grounded and anchored in the Lord, and then we experience the successes in our own eyes. We witness it, we feel it, we experience it. That is why it's very important for us to know and understand that everything comes from God. And apart from Him, we can do nothing. That's why we need to guard our hearts. Beloved, our significance is not found in what we do. Please always remember that. It is based on who we are in Jesus Christ. The world will always offer us a lot of position, privileges, perks, because the world wants us to perform so that our significance will be embedded to that performance, to that position, to that wealth, to that material things that you have. But in Christ Jesus, it's different. Because even though you don't have anything, He can give you the best gift, who is His Son, Jesus Christ. Beloved, when you face a lot of testing and trials, as you seek the will of God and getting ready to do God's will, or maybe you're doing God's will today and you're almost there to give up and surrender, please do know this. Do not complain or grumble against God. When we come before Him to be still and to hear and to know Him, we must quiet our hearts because they are prone to complaining and grumbling before God. We want things our way. That's why spiritual formation starts with a deeper search for God and in His ways. Be still and know that I am God. Beloved, in these 5 days of prayer and fasting that we're doing, that's the starting point. It is my prayer that as we journey with this book from one of my mentor, Pastor Edmond Chan, Cultivating Your Inner Life, the 5 processes of spiritual transformation or intentional discipleship, we'll be discussing it night per night, in the 5 processes, and we are done with the process number 1. That's the deep search that we long for. It is Christ Jesus. And this is the command, be still. When you are rested, you can clearly experience and encounter who God is in your life. I pray, beloved, that as we end this session, the Lord has spoke to you. The Lord has given you convictions. And I pray that it will not just be convictions, but rather a Kairos moment for all of us. I don't know how you've been through in 2023, especially the last month, but my prayer is this. God wants you to claim that victory in Christ Jesus this 2024. And all you need to do as we start right is to know God's will and do it. We're in the stage where we need to know the will of God. And how to do that? We should start the deep search, calming our spirit, calming our soul, and my prayer that we can encounter and experience and know the will of God for all of us. Beloved, if you are journeying with us through our online church in Ictus, Dumaguete, I want you now to come together and share what God is telling you through this message. And the second one is what God wants you to do now. And of course, if you are just alone watching this, please don't feel that you're alone. God is with you and we are here for you. You can share your reflections and prayer requests in our Facebook page. You can chat there that this is my reflection. Thank God for this. And these are my prayer requests. We want to pray for you. We want to connect with you. If you are watching this with your MC or group of family or friends, I want you to come together after this message and discuss the learnings, the conviction, the Kairos moment that the Lord is putting in your hearts. Then pray for us, the church. Pray for me as the pastor of the church, and then pray for one another, ask for prayer concern, and I pray that even in this first night that we have, you can experience God's breakthrough. Let's bow down our head as we close this session. Father, we thank you for this wonderful opportunity that that you have given us. Thank you for checking our heart. Is it calm? Is it chaos? Lord, we pray that whatever turbulences that we might encounter in our inner soul, in our spirit, Lord, by the peace of Christ, it can be gone. Father, I pray that whatever things that we may encounter this prayer and fasting, we can respond right with your strength, with your provision, with your will and empowerment. Thank you, O God. This is all we ask. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you so much for joining us. See you tomorrow for our part 2.